From victim to victor, from the depths of depression to the fountain of life. It all consciously started for me when I was 12 years old. I woke up in the middle of the night and involuntarily whispered, "I want to go home." I felt homesick. Up until that point in my life, I had never been away from home for an extended period of time. I had no experience with homesickness, yet I instinctively knew that that is what it was. I did not feel right on earth. I did not feel good in my body. I wanted out of both my physical body and circumstances. And I felt a genuine sense of unease surrounding just being. With this experience came a feeling of genuine hatred for myself, my human condition, and for God, the Creator, whom I assign the blame for my experience. "Woe is me," was my literal closeted vibe. I did not want to be myself. I saw myself as less than everybody. I saw people as talented, gifted, enlightened, and supported by both others on earth and by unseen forces as well. I railed against God daily, asking, crying, begging, demanding to know why it, he, she, whatever, made me so much less than its other creations. This, of course, spiraled into suicidal thoughts and aspirations. If I am not as loved by God or life as others, what's the point? I would ask myself. The world clearly does not need me. There are an infinite number of people all quote-unquote better, mind you. So I reasoned, I had no purpose. Even when I would get myself together to try my best at something, I inevitably failed, feeding the feeling of depression, lack, and abandonment. This led to many nights praying I wouldn't wake up. Many nights praying not just to leave and return to heaven, but to be genuinely uncreated. I felt worthless. To myself, I was worthless. The negative attitude spiraled, feeding on itself. What you give attention to grows. This law does not care what you are feeding it. I had fully convinced myself of my own inadequacy in the eyes of both God and the world, and of course my own self. I had literally become insane. I had turned against my own self. This, of course, influenced everything I did. Everything was seen through the eyes of doubt, fear, abandonment, and guilt. This, of course, led me to pick things, people, goals, and activities that I felt were actually achievable for my little mind and my way of feeling. If it felt too big, too hard, or too large in my conception of myself, it was written off. Even when I did get the confidence or courage to ask for help or pray for guidance, I would come off as a beggar, as a sad, powerless human being who had drawn a short stick creationally and was looking for a way out. But this was a lie. This was and is a lie. I am not a sad, powerless human being, and neither are you. Now let us discuss the path that I took from the depths of despair to at least the feeling of willingness to try to reach for and attain greater emotional states and greater experiences. First, I came into the realization that I am doing it to myself. It is very easy to feel justified in my feelings because I actually believed everything I was telling myself. I had a right to be depressed. Had God not abandoned me? Was I not worthless? If these things were true, then yes, it would be a very depressing, unfulfilling life indeed. I mean, if those things are true, suicide literally is the only best option, is it not? To give up is the best option, is it not? Why would I continue to live if I had been abandoned by life itself? It didn't even make sense. But it is not true. How do I know? Because I said so. How simple yet profound. Who told me all these things about myself in the first place? It had been me. Even when life events seem to happen that supported or caused these feelings, there still must be an agreement made within my own mind and heart. I truly had to look myself in the mirror. What and why am I thinking this? Literally. Take a real moment if, for you, this applies. Why? And of course, you'll hear answers in your head. You'll answer it for yourself. Well, because this and because of that and this happened. And again, not trying to say that things don't happen, dramatic things don't happen. But enough was enough. Is that what I want my story to be? I don't care what happened. Right in the present moment, is this what I want my story to be, to end as? I would picture myself in the afterlife looking back on myself, and I was disgusted. All I saw was a person who allowed themselves to rot. All I saw was somebody that didn't want to be. And there was the answer. I am the one being me. I can change. Yes. Yes. I can change. If I can use my mind to think the thought, I hate myself. And if I can use my heart to feel it, to truly believe it, then I can technically think and feel anything that I want. So why, in this infinite universe, am I choosing literally some of the worst thoughts that I could have? Programming? Just coming from me? For how could a 12-year-old really have thought those things? It matters not. It matters not where the thoughts came from. What matters is my willingness to look at them dead on and say, this is not who I am. But of course, the momentum of thinking depressive, suicidal thoughts constantly for 10 plus years didn't just go away overnight. Well, it kind of did. Once I accepted that I could think and feel whatever I wanted over the current thoughts, over the past momentum, all the energy that I had spun still wanted to be, of course. There were days where I teetered, I can confess. I would wake up excited. I was turning over a new leaf. But by lunchtime, I was already exhausted and contemplating letting go and giving up and ending it all again. But a knowing kept me going, a knowing that, yes, I could be different. There was also the lesson of heart and mind sovereignty, choosing oneself over appearance and circumstance. Nothing changed in my 3D life. Every condition that I believe was causing my suffering simply had its veil ripped away, and I saw that it never really could. I was the one that had to change. I was responsible for the company I kept, my thoughts and feelings. My old self relented this, resisted profusely. How come I have to learn to be happy and be poor? It would ask. How come I have to be at peace with none of my desires or needs seemingly met in this present now moment? Well, why wouldn't you? It's the true question. Seriously, given the absolute choice, red pill or blue pill in front of me, one labeled peace and happiness and one labeled death and depression, why was I consciously and unconsciously constantly reaching and taking the death and depression pill? I had placed calls outside of me. I took it because of this or because of that. Oh, please give me a break. And I had been doing it all my life under my own will, under my own beliefs. So the remedy is simple. Not saying it will be quote-unquote easy, but then again, nothing is until it is. Take it lightly. I think back to when I first started playing video games. I sucked, obviously. It was my first time picking up the controller. But when I played for hours a day, just enjoying myself, before long I was feeling like all people, when they are feeling themselves, that nobody could beat me. That thought and feeling had the same authority and power as the thoughts and feelings that kept me depressed. I simply wasn't seeing it that way because it was just a video game, right? I was using my mind and just, you know, a meaningless activity. But what more fun is it to be alive? What more fun is it than literally shape-shifting and transforming right in front of my own eyes? I went from somebody who hated being on this planet, hated myself for even embodying, and blamed God for everything in between. But that was a mistake. Thankfully, thanks to grace and forgiveness, the willingness to sit down, to alter my own chemistry, I was able to wield my mind and heart in a different way, a way that uplifts me and in turn gives me the opportunity to uplift all those that I encounter. I will leave you with this. Every day you will get up and you will eat. Imagine every thought or feeling you have today was a food item. Ask yourself, does this taste good? Does this nourish me? Is that something I want to eat for the rest of my life? For those who are in a depressive state, I know the energy of that is loud. It will have an excuse or an answer for everything. But who is the master? You will be a slave that eats every dish your little mind and ego serve you, or you will be a chef in the kitchen of your own life. It is okay to take a look around and see a dirty, rotten kitchen with dirty, rotten food. That's proof of your power. You created it, didn't you? Now knock everything off that counter and put an ingredient that you want in your dish on that stove, on that counter. Albeit happiness, peace, power, love, or fulfillment, think it, feel it, love it, be one with it. Take no thought or feeling against it. Do not, I repeat, do not let the mind trick you into saying it is too hard. Think. For one moment, just think. How hard is it to stay sad? How hard is it to be depressed? It's not. Because you have fully accepted and committed to the bit. You believe the story, whether it's a story of trauma, victimization, no matter what it is, you have 100% accepted it. And you accept it as a cause for your state. Notice how at the heart of everything, you are there. You are there. Whenever you feel it, you say, I am blank. I am depressed. I am sad. My life is this. You are at the center of all of it. So, chef, in the heart of the kitchen of the life you are, what will you cook?